Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is Tuesday, the 21st day of July, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours, and we're going to have wide open phones until the fourth hour. And we'll continue to have open phones then when the director, producer of Generation RX joins us, documenting the mass suicide and carnage caused by the drugging of the young people of this nation, not just young people, but folks across the board, but particularly young people. So that is coming up today. I want to have wide open phones throughout the full 4 hours, the toll-free number to discuss any news item, any issue, any story, any question, any comment, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air today. In my stack of news in front of me, feds prepare to tax toilet paper in the name of climate change, prisonplanet.com. And then our source is HR 3202. Directly from the bill. And it states that these local councils under international law, they've already set these up. In fact, I was meaning to talk about this today, and then I heard Brownfield driving into the office here on Genesis and on the local station. I heard Derry Brownfield reading, you know, off about these International Association of, you know, local counties and cities and the different organizations and how the UN and these big banks are openly taking over with these biological diversity assessments, biological sustainability assessments, and they are going to hijack the whole economy and shut it down. And there's so much population control news out where the Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg talking about how we got to have abortions to get rid of the low-life subhumans, with Holdren up at the White House saying similar things. I mean, they are all around us, and they're engaged in a revolution of tyranny, a revolution of control, a revolution of neo-serfdom and feudalism. And they are going to tax and control. Every federal agency is being given the power to federally regulate outside of law just by executive imperial fiat. In the old days, hundreds of years ago and thousands of years ago, kings would just do whatever they wanted. They would say, because I say so. Because I say so, you can't wear the color purple, because only royalty can wear that. Because I say so, you can't eat any of the rabbits in the woods, so you've got to starve to death. Because I say so, you're not allowed to start your own blacksmith shop and sell goods in the town. Only people that I authorize to are, because I say so. And it's the same thing today. Total vertical integration of the economy. Complete absolute Sovietization. For real, worse than the Soviets ever did it. I mean, this is a hellish system of control. And they've got lots of parasites, lots of ignoramuses, lots of control freaks, lots of enforcer bully thug types that are already enjoying themselves at unprecedented levels, sucking off of the productive people in society. But now, it's not enough to suck off you. They want to break your jaw and knock your teeth out with a billy club. They want to take your property. They want to take your children. And they're going to do it. They're going to bull their way in and have their way with us until we get fired up and say no.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net and start changing your life today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big radio show lined up for you today. They want to tax your toilet paper. Bill goes further than that. It taxes basically all food products, anything that had carbon involved in the production or shipping or sale, which is everything on Earth. This is the ultimate tyranny, and it's a big, sickening joke to those running the system. Meanwhile, Goldman Sachs is reporting new quarterly earnings, record profits with the bailout money. J.P. Morgan Chase is reporting record profits. It's so fun raping the slaves, and it's only just begun because the slaves are busy watching American Idol. The slaves are busy watching The Hills. The slaves are busy drinking their sodium fluoride water, taking their inoculations. The slaves are right where they need to be. And, you know, I've lived here in Austin under the commissariat rule. Austin was a test city in the last 20 years, and they've stolen every few years tens of thousands of acres. I haven't counted them all up. In one land grab, they grabbed 20,000 acres plus. That I witnessed in 1998, Save Our Springs. First, they would tell the landowners in and around the county that they couldn't build on their property. But then they would keep jacking up their property tax and just laughing at them. And telling them, you try to build anything on your property, we got some boys who take some steroids and wear some black uniforms. They got weapons. And they're going to drop by. And that was basically the end of it. And so they took the property, and they've since built 5-star hotels, $1 million houses all over it. They've since built 5-star weekend spas. They've since built luxury facilities for themselves. They don't just steal your property. They then personally set up land banks, the mayors and former mayors and people, and then they personally divvy up the land. And the public takes it and sucks their thumbs, so why not rate more? And so now they're going to tax everything you do worldwide. And if you don't like it, they're going to send paramilitary forces to murder you because you lay there and you take it. And so you're going to take a lot more. Oh, yeah. So I'll read over this bill later for you. It's just so incredible to see this scum continuing to have victory after victory after victory. They're not even good liars. All these effeminate chicken necks in their little suits up there speaking with little sicky sweet voices. They get little corporate seminars to learn how to be non-threatening and sound soothing and establishment. Scamming and lying and defrauding and stealing and federalizing everything. Feds prepare to tax toilet paper in the name of climate change. The government wants to shake us down for our visits to the lavatory. That's right. And when they get questioned, when Al Gore and others get questioned, they say, use your hand. But then, of course, the water has a carbon footprint, too. There'll be an extra tax there. It's all about acts of submission, acts of supplication. Going through the airport, this is an interesting story. Going through the airport in Austin through Homeland Security, the federalization of transportation, going through the airport in Austin, I watched a 2.5-year-old, maybe 3-year-old boy in front of me. He was in a stroller. He's probably about 2, actually. And he was asleep. But his mother shook him awake and got him awake, and she said, honey, you've got to take off your shoes. Everyone does. Honey, everyone has to get on the trains. Honey, everyone has to be deloused. Everyone has to take a shower. And so he got up, and he took his shoes off and sleepily went through, and they sternly looked at him. But the first guy who took my ID and ticket said, oh, Alex Jones, and smiled at me, and I'm thinking, oh, boy. And then I go through the checkpoint and put my stuff back in my bag, so you got to take cameras and equipment out, make sure not a terrorist, of course. And one fellow came over and said, oh, I'm a big fan of the show, and a lot of us are awake here. But the issue was, there was that little boy being inducted into bondage, being inducted into slavery, being inducted into tyranny, being taught how to be a slave, take your shoes off, walk on the athlete's foot floor. I mean, you think you get athlete's foot in a gym or an athlete's foot at the local pool when you go to the bathroom. Imagine the thousands of people's feet. But, oh, it didn't matter during the flu scare. Everybody still took their shoes off and went across because it had nothing to do with the flu. It was about training you how to be a slave, how to be face scanned, how to have your temperature taken, how to line up. Hundreds of different children's toys I've seen are all about lining up and taking microchips or getting tested for the flu or going through police checkpoints. Everybody's being indoctrinated in the Hollywood movies and the TV shows, the whole culture with the predictive programming, the conditioning, the acclimation. But I watched that little boy go through, and I couldn't control myself. as I'm stacking up my equipment to send it through the X-rayer, I saw a woman sitting there talking to a man while she was getting her stuff out, and I said to her, you know, this is all training you to be a slave and to submit. She looked at me and she said, I know. Oh, and I saw something new at the Austin airport. It said total body scanning. We no longer want you. Yes, they have the naked body scanners there, but notice there's no announcement. See, I see these announcements about Boston got it and Salt Lake City got it. And well, I saw the a couple of years ago it said 214 airports got it. So I guess Austin's got it. And I was already ready. If they told me to go through that, I said no. You get a hand wand out to make sure I'm not Osama bin Laden. You're not getting to have my testicles on your video camera. I know it's extreme. I know I'm evil to be able to think, but it scans your body 360. It uses basically sonar, radar. It bounces off your body, the sound waves, the little beams it sends out, the magnetic beams. There's different types of them. This was a magnetic one, and then it creates an image of your body. And they put it on the news and say, here you are naked. Send your little kids through, your daughters, your wives. Let the TSA stick their hand down your pants. It's all about training. You've never had dealings with the police, never been in trouble. You do your job, pay your taxes, keep your head down. You're not keeping your head down. This is getting you trained for them to come on your property, in your house, with the house inspections. They got to give all these cowardly, stupid, chicken-necked people jobs. And I'm not saying all the TSA workers are cowardly chicken necks. I'm talking about the people in society, the folks that have lived and grown up in the socialist society. They want jobs and they want petty power, and they are going to rule. And now they're announcing all over the news. In fact, I saw an amazing video I'm going to air later when we go live at prisonplanet.tv called Traitors. I forget the exact headline. 21st Century Traitors, that's the name of it. And it shows the checkpoints all over the country, on the sides of the highway and on trains, and just like Homeland Security said they would do 6.5 years ago. Where just line up, we're going to search you, and now, oh, you're getting on a Greyhound bus, take your shoes off. All acts of submission, acts of slavery. I mean, they could just have the federal guards line up, pull their pants down, and we go over and kiss them on the hind end. It's the exact same thing. It has nothing to do with that. Oh, you can't have bottled water. You got to buy it inside here. Oh, you can't have toothpaste. You're a terrorist. You're going to blow stuff up. And all the explosives experts came out publicly and said that's impossible. It would take 5-6 hours to evaporate chemicals and make a weapon in the bathroom. They don't care. It's about making you the terrorist. And I told you they were going to do this, and now they say, oh, guess what? We're not worried about Al-Qaeda. The number one threat's returning veterans and gun owners. And Sotomayor, I've got a video clip of her coming up, got questioned last week, and she said, I'm not going to say whether you have an individual right to protect yourself. Because in past rulings by that witch, you don't. But see, she's a dominator. You can just look at her. All these people in government, it's about letting you know that you are the whore and they are the pimp. It's about slapping you upside the head, and it's about domination. We're going to do what we want. You belong to us, and you put up with it, so that must mean you're my bitch. See? Because you take it. You've all been trained to literally walk around with your heads down, putting up with whatever you're told to do. You've been trained to be a slave. Well, we got to untrain ourselves. We got to start saying no. Because I'm not going through your stinking body scanner. You got it? It isn't going to happen. It don't give me that crap, Al-Qaeda. We all know your bosses blew those towers up. We all know your bosses gave the black men syphilis and radiate the foster children to death.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Look, I'm already going into a rant. Said I want to take a lot of calls. We will cover massive stacks of vital news and information coming up in the next 3 hours and 35 minutes. But right now, let's go back. Go back. We haven't gone to them yet. To your phone call, Susan in Oklahoma. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Susan.
Well, I was calling with part of the question to get your input on it and then tell you what my thought was. I had listened to your endgame towards the end of 08, and at the a couple months into 09, I got a hold of the Obama deception, and I started looking you up on YouTube and researched and found the Myrick report.
Yes.
And on the Christian identity, has anyone ever called you on that particular part of the Myrick report and commented on it?
Well, no, but Christian identity is a very large, diverse group of people. I would say most of the groups I've looked into, you couldn't even really call racist. They're just saying that they believe that certain groups of Europeans are God's chosen people. But, I mean, it demonizes anything and everything in the Myrick report. Ron Paul, anti-UN groups, pro-Second Amendment groups, veterans groups. So it's just an abomination.
The issue that I have with the three things that is listed was I was shocked at first that it didn't mention the things that you would hear in the media would be the preaching of preachers preaching things that seemed racist or against a certain gay or abortion or any kind of things that don't seem to be politically correct these days. But that isn't listed on this particular paper. I have only three things are listed. And
I have a bunch of different reports. Believe me, they list everything under the sun. They list animal rights groups, environmental groups, free speech groups, bike riding groups. Basically, anybody who can talk is a terrorist. I mean, if you're sitting there on fluoride and Prozac and Ritalin drooling, they like you. But if you can talk, if you can think, you're a threat. Because this is a criminal gang, and they want everything, and they want it now. And so anybody, and that goes back to congressional hearings in 77, even leaders, preachers, pastors, community leaders who were on the government side and agreed with the system were listed and had files on them and where they lived and arrest preparations ready under this martial law takeover because they might wake up somewhere down the road, so they've got to be terminated later. So that's why most of your police chiefs and police captains, they've got a death squad has their number. This is the Soviet/Nazi takeover. And you look what the Soviets and the Nazis did in other countries, it's the same thing here. This is just absolutely cold-blooded takeover.
The stuff that's on your movies, which I've looked into further, like in all your movies, you'll see a clip. Well, I can look up the majority of them and find a longer version. For instance, when you walked up to that one man and you were talking about that meeting that you embarked on, went into and took pictures, and that guy was pretty much telling you it was none of your business and walking off.
David Gergen.
I've seen a bigger video of that. So, but the thing that gets me is this is something that I've been studying for years that I knew was going to come about. And I didn't think that this particular part of the Christian identity that's on my Myrick report copy that I have lists three things. And those three things are exactly what our church is criticized for because they twist it to make it sound. But what would be the threat of someone here saying they're from the lost tribes of Israel? What is their threat? To me, all that stuff links back to evil because they're repeating the Tower of Babylon.
No, I agree. Listen, I appreciate your call, ma'am. We've got the clip. If I ought to put that in the film. Because in this new Obama film, write a note, guys, please. We show how they're now demonizing Christian groups in these federal reports. Well, Janet Reno said on 60 Minutes that anyone who believes in the return of Jesus Christ is a terrorist. Period. I mean, they're not playing games. I don't know if people understand me. I don't just get up here for effect and say they're planning to kill you and your family. I mean, are you seeing all over the news how they're talking about eugenics and population control? Hillary in India 2 days ago called for global family planning to lower carbon footprints and said that was the best way. I mean, this is real. Hitler was real. Stalin was real. Mao was real. They're the norm in the world. Freedom is the rare exception. And it's getting taken from us, folks, by this band of crooks.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. 3 p.m. Standard Time, 4 hours. We're here live. We're going to start going live at PrisonPlanet.tv at 12:30 Central for the last 2.5 hours of this live worldwide transmission. Got a lot of video clips and audio clips coming up, but let's continue right now with your calls. Brian in New Mexico, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just want to get right to the point here. I've been being followed by these sick bastards for about 6 months. I'm 38. I was born and raised in Minnesota, and we uncovered some things in Arizona that were going on. I'm sure you heard about the E. coli and the vegetables and the lettuce and stuff. Well, we
yeah, sure. That's
that.
That's the field workers defecating on the food.
No, actually, it's not, Alex. We live.
Oh, they're using sewage to water it.
Yes, exactly. They're using sewage to water all, everyone's vegetables all winter long, and we were exposing this, and they started
What's wrong with that?
They're following us with fucking black helicopters.
All right, I'm going to let you go, sir. All right. What we got is a lot of dope-smoking listeners, folks. You just think they can call up here and do whatever they want, so you're banned from the show, pal. That's your problem. It is no secret that they water the vegetables with sewage. And it's no secret that that's why people are getting sick and dying. And there's no secret that the globalists love it because that's their rule. They create the crisis. They offer the solution. It's just that simple. And I remember in 1996, the school lunch program headlined that thousands, I remember the exact, I think it was 6,000 students get hepatitis C from bad berries. But I had the Washington Post article, I remembered it. And there was a big scandal because the federal government was buying the school lunch program berries because they were packaging federal meals that were being shipped to some of the schools. And the berries were sprayed with human waste that had live hepatitis and other nasty things in it. And then it was being flash frozen. And so when it was unfrozen, your children were getting fresh hepatitis. Well, if you're against fresh hepatitis, you must be anti-American. Criticize the government, you're helping Al-Qaeda. You're not allowed to protest. Protesting helps Al-Qaeda. I've actually seen the Deputy Attorney General of California say that. No anti-war protest permits will be given out by the state. Oh, yes, because the war is fighting Al-Qaeda. And so if you're protesting the war, you're aiding Al-Qaeda. So you can't make up the level of their tyranny. Oh, it's pointless. But anyways, so they create the crisis of all over Mexico, where we're getting a lot of our food now, but also some in the United States, of spraying the crops with untreated sewage. And then the workers also do things in the fields, don't wash their hands, you get the picture. And then when it gets here, they say for months, we don't know why the cabbage, and we don't know why the lettuce, and we don't know why the squash, and we don't know why the spinach is giving people hepatitis and giving people all these other things. We don't know why. And, of course, later it did come out in the news it was the sewage. But now they're federalizing food production and making food producers in the United States that are left jump through all these hoops and all these taxes and all these regulations and all this certification and animal ID and premises ID and water restrictions and carbon taxes are coming down now, further destroying U.S. agriculture. But then Mexico and all the other NAFTA and GATT countries, they have none of those restrictions on when it comes in. See, all the restrictions are written for small farms, small ranches, and to shut down small organic operations. Just, you know, the name of stopping hepatitis and salmonella and the rest of it, it has nothing to do with these small operations in the United States. In fact, under the bill that's left committee in the House that we've been covering the last few months, it will shut down all of the organic farming because no manure is allowed. No raw manure from cows or pigs or bats. They mine guano, some of it hundreds of years old, totally clean, totally good. Mix it into the soil when you plant. What agriculture's done for 6,000 plus years, no. But you want to spray right out of the sewage tap, human feces on it, buddy, you can just have a great time. See, everything's sick. It's all sick. Tyson Chicken lobbies for years and gets the animal ID. They've got facilities with millions and millions of chickens, giant buildings with hundreds of thousands of chickens per building. In some facilities, hundreds of buildings. So how many chickens is that? Is that in the millions? Hundreds of billions, hundreds of millions of chickens are eaten every month in this country. And most of them are produced by three big chicken producers, Tyson chief among them. Number one chicken producer in the world, Tyson, now. And he got the laws passed where He didn't really have to have clean, healthy meat. He could just radiate it. Really bad for the nutrition of it, linked to all sorts of problems, but so what? The big three producers of chicken got the laws passed where they can spray live viruses. In fact, Google that for me. I've been mentioning that the last few weeks. People won't believe it. Google viruses sprayed on meat. It'll pull up. Reuters and AP. I want to just read that headline when you bring it to me. Thanks. So they can spray viruses that are basically a vaccine to kill bacteria. But then they've done studies on all the other viruses and RNA and DNA, for that matter, from the tissue they're growing these viruses on. Dead monkeys, dead babies. Got big tanks of dead babies, dead monkeys. Just all milled up, churned up. And then they grow these viruses on it. And then a bunch of other viruses and microplasms breed. But as long as the slime they create has the one virus in it that eats the bacteria, they're happy. And it's called in Latin flesh-eating bacteria. Or flesh-eating virus, excuse me, that eats the bacteria. So they spray this flesh-eating virus onto your meat. There it is, viral meat spray. ABC News, that's a good one to have. Maybe folks will believe ABC News exists. FDA okays bacteria-eating virus, exact headline I told you, to treat meat. Preparation targets microbes that kill hundreds of people a year. Absolutely. Don't have meat inspectors anymore. They've cut back on those. They allow them now to pump water into beef and chicken, so you're paying for water. That was illegal for 100-plus years. They allow them to spray viruses on the meat. They allow them to radiate everything. And Tyson Chicken and others get one tag per 100,000 chickens. One tag per building. That's kind of like once you make more than $5 million a year, your taxes drop way down. But they tell all these, you know, average poor people out there, we're going to get the rich people. We're going to tax people making over $125,000 a year apiece or $250 per couple. Hey, that's the tiny middle class that actually comes in your restaurant and buys the food. You know, you see these waitresses and people that have an attitude against the kind of nouveau riche yuppies that come in and buy food and buy wine and buy fancy shoes. Because, you know, because the average person making $30,000 a year, $25,000 a year, they think somebody making $100,000 a year is rich. And there's all this class envy the media hypes up. No, that's the middle class that gives you a job. And so the ultra rich are busy waging war against the middle class, shutting it down. And then you're not going to have a good job anymore. See how that works? And now we see Obama's tax plan. It's hundreds of new taxes on everybody. Everyone. Everybody. He lied on that too, didn't he? But as they implode the economy, they're going to beat the drum and say, let's tax the rich. Meanwhile, most of that tax money's taken and given as banker bailout money. Oh, by the way, I forgot this article. I forgot to go over it. I'm sorry. I apologize. It's here in my stack. Wait, I guess that didn't print. Thought I hit print on that. Guys, go to Prison Planet and InfoWars for me. It's in the top stories. It's $23 trillion. You see, the last banker bailout numbers we had was 2.5 months old, and it was 14.8. And I said, at current spending, if in 2 months when they announce new numbers, it should be above $20 trillion. Yes, it's $23 trillion and change. There's the headline. Cost of bailouts hits a whopping $24 trillion. That according to CNBC. But that's coming up next hour. I'm going to get back to your calls right now. Now, to the fella called in scared about black helicopters, you know, I see this a lot. I'm Alex Jones. I mean, I'm kind of the biggest guy in the anti-New World Order movement and conspiracy, whatever you want to call it, in alternative reality. Or in simply pointing out the hypocrisy. And I've had some harassment and some things happen, and then I just said, I don't care, do whatever you're going to do to me, and it all went away. Because the only other option they've got is to set me up for something I haven't done or kill me. Harassment doesn't work on me. Audits don't work. Being beat up doesn't work. Being threatened doesn't work. It doesn't work. I'm committed. Point of no return. My whole life, everything I am spiritually, physically, is invested in fighting evil. I am far beyond driven, far past committed. My entire soul isn't just committed to this fight. My soul is this fight. And so when you stop caring, you stop getting harassed. Now, that said, still occasionally different branches of the New World Order, who the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing, they'll do a test harassment, and I always enjoy them. I always enjoy it, and it gives me energy and helps me get up in the morning, so that goes away. But more often than not, people who are in rural areas think black helicopters are after them because they'll be a listener to this show or a listener to another show, and they'll see a helicopter over their house and flying around on their 10 acres or whatever. Everybody gets that visit. You can be a Bush-loving neocon, Obama-loving communist. You can be a New World Order lover. Everybody. You can be a cop, and you own 20 acres, and another agency doesn't know that. They're going to come fly over your property looking for marijuana plants because they get to take your property and move into it if they find dope. And they're looking for heat exhaust ports off your house, off-gassing heat from grow lamps. They're looking for the residents of grow lamps. Everybody gets that visit. So what happens by extension is you visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Folks, tens of millions of people visit the sites every week now. It's insane how big they are. Everybody's not getting a black helicopter visit. He visits my site. Everyone is getting a black helicopter visit. They fly in grids. They fly over every piece of property. My parents have 3.5 acres in the middle of Austin. Every month or so, helicopter flies over, looks around for marijuana plants, flies around residencing the house, violating the Fourth Amendment. Courts have said they can't do it. They do it. They don't care. But they're not doing it because they're the New World Order. They're to come suck your blood out. They're to abduct you and take you to the mothership. That is, they're not overtly doing it for the New World Order, to intimidate you because you're anti-New World Order. It's all part of the New World Order that everybody's under surveillance. All right, that said, let's go to more calls. So this guy, since he's exposing and telling people about how they're using sewage on the crops, and then he sees helicopters. Of course you see helicopters in rural areas and in growth areas and in plant areas. And they got helicopters flying over the city parks in the more remote areas. I can't tell you how many times years ago when I had time to hike 2 or 3 times a week in the green belts, tens of thousands of acres the cities have stolen. More and more they're building on it, but the stolen property, you can still hike on it, that they stole from people before they build on it. And, I remember several times having a helicopter fly over and look at me, or one of the DEA or Army helicopters. The Army helps the local police fly around and look for pot. It's all part of merging the military and police. You can even Google Army helping police look for marijuana, and you'll see hundreds of news articles. That's what it is. They're not flying over your house because you're anti-New World Order. So, see, there's a fine line here of paranoia. Yes, the New World Order is enslaving us. Folks, if you want something to worry about, if you want something where they're getting you, where they're attacking you, the vaccines, the GMO food, the sodium fluoride and other chemicals in the water. But see, that's done compartmentalized. There's less than 10 big companies authorized and certified through this certification process the feds have, because they lobby the cities and counties to pass the laws, and then they also lobby the action plan of the chemicals they put in your water. The people at the water plant don't know what they're doing. Most of the people at the companies where they're mining this stuff out of the ground, the chemicals, and where they're mixing the toxic waste from aluminum production and fertilizer production, they don't know. It's compartmentalized. You want to look for where you're being attacked? It's anything unified and standardized. That's where they're getting it. Because it's a very small group of people carrying out this whole thing. Okay? All right, we're going to take more calls. Stay with us.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
I said I'm going to take calls. We're going to go to John, Jim, Mark, Dino, D, and many others. Dino disagrees from Oregon, so we'll put him to the head of the line. Go ahead, Dino.
Hey, Alex.
Go ahead.
Well, I just disagree with some of the approaches you take, the way you deliver the information. I've been listening to you since 2002, so obviously I support you. I listen to Joyce, the Power Hour, and Dairy Brownfield.
Right, good for them. There's all these different ways that people deliver information. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean here, but I don't make you listen.
No.
Also, I don't claim to have all the answers here, buddy. I mean, I'm just a free human being covering what's happening and going over what's happening, trying to shake people awake.
Right, a bit real quick. I'm not your buddy, pal, but that's just a joke. But seriously, I just want to say that you're doing a good job. I think we need to concentrate less on fear and reaction right now. Americans need to hold their ground, stand strong, and get away from the New World Order. That's an easy thing
hold
to do.
Hold their ground. Getting run over here. We're getting run over here by the globalists. The average person is still sucking their thumb, walking around like it's all a big party.
I agree with the information, obviously. But Joyce the other day had some guy on there talking about overpopulation. I called her and I said, geez, this guy is talking about overpopulation. The world's not overpopulated. Look at Google Earth. There's hardly any people on the damn planet. We need more people. We need to promote people. We need to meet our neighbors and talk to our friends about this information. And maybe, perhaps maybe, listen to Alex Jones a little less. Maybe just 2 days a week. I was on 5 and 6 days a week for 6 years.
You're a great caller. I appreciate the weirdo call. Let's listen to Alex a little bit less. That's a good idea. Look, I understand there's an innate subconscious frustration with hearing me get up here and get angry and get serious. And maybe you should be listening a little less, sir, because if you think the way you contribute is calling up and telling me what I need to do better or how I need to deliver things better, I say start your own radio show, start your own newsletter, start your own website. More power to you. That's what we try to do here as well. We try to link to everybody and promote everybody. But I'm also a free human. And you can say a little less fear. Let me tell you something. I talked to two women in the airport yesterday and a woman on the airplane flying back from Los Angeles. And I just walked up to them and I said, you have very nice young children. You need to really investigate vaccines. They're very, very deadly. And the women all said thank you because I did it in a serious, focused, met their eyes and told them. Now, are you walking up to women in public places and telling them not to shoot their babies up? Because I am. And I'll say it again. I don't execute everything perfectly. I'm not perfect, but I am executing. I am taking action. I am involved. I am out there doing the best job I can every single day. Okay? And so it's a diversion to call in and say, I'm fear-mongering. They're openly announcing forced inoculations in the fall. And if they can sell the public on it, they're going to do it. Now, if that doesn't scare you, I don't know what is. You know, the news is scary. Talk of attacking Iran. Israel saying they may do it. That's scary, buddy. I'm not the one doing that. You can blame the messenger all day long if you want. More power to you. More power to you. As for me, I'm going to continue to take action and get involved. All right, Joe, Jim, Mark, D, and others, your calls are straight ahead in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.